We've got our friend Ty Fickenshire down in Nebraska with us right now. Ty, what's it look like in Nebraska? Are guys getting out in the fields?
Oh, there's a few guys getting out in the fields. We've got, I know two of our neighbors done planting corn, but they're usually the first ones in and first ones done. But right now, today, we kind of overcast and a little drizzly, so it's, everything's pretty well shut down, it looks like, right now.
So have conditions been good enough to get that crop in the ground? I mean, I don't worry that much about the soil temp, but I do worry a lot about mudding the crop in.
Yeah, you know, really, as far as planting, it hasn't worked too bad. The soil did dry out, you know, quicker than we expected. And, yeah, the temperature has been the big question mark. And I think a lot of guys, you know, over the last weekend did shut down because temperature is going to be, you know, cool here the first part of this week. But you know, as far as planting conditions and stuff went in, you know, if it was, especially on soybean stubble, went in really corn stalk ground, it's still on a little bit on the marginal side as far as condition for planting.
Yeah, there have been a few guys I've talked to down in Nebraska that have put some beans in the ground already, and you know, it's cold and wet, and so you go, oh boy, those aren't real good conditions. But by the same token, you look at the calendar, and you know, we were just talking with Clark up in North Dakota, and he just said, yep, it's better a lot of times in our geography to wait for things to warm up. And I'd like to do that, but the problem is, if you have lots of acres to plant, if you start late, that means that you finish late a lot of times. So it's a real balancing act. How do you weigh that out on your farm?
Well, you know, a lot of guys get, you know, high-speed planter updates have been really good as far as getting a lot of acres covered. You know, you get 16-row high-speed planters, you can do, you know, 2 or 2.5 quarters in a day, in a long day anymore. You know, so as far as timeliness, we're in a lot better position to get a lot of seed socked in the ground in a short amount of time compared to what it was just 10 years ago.
But, for sure.
You know, we've got one guy we work with, one of our customers, and he said last year he didn't plant a kernel till May 10th and went to 18th, and he said it was record yields on his farm. And we've got to the point talking to a lot of guys, you know, yeah, you want to watch the calendar, but when you get a year like this, I think it's more important to pay attention to the soil conditions and get that crop out of the ground. Now, some of the stuff that's been planted for 2 weeks is just starting to get a spike on it,
right,
coming out of the soil, and that's a long time for that seed to try to stay alive before it comes out of the ground.
Yep, for sure. So how about spraying? Where do you place spraying in your priority list now at this time of year?
Well, a lot of the, and we're looking at it strictly from the custom side and consulting side, and, you know, a lot of this, a lot of the pre-emerge chemicals have been put on. You know, with the strip tilling that we do, we have one guy that's let us come in after things are sprayed to do strip till, and then, you know, another guy, he pulled the field away just because it had been sprayed before we were able to get there. So, but early on, you know, we didn't see a lot of weeds coming out, but we've seen the value in getting the pre-emerge herbicides down early to prevent, you know, an early flush of weeds coming on before we catch it and get it controlled with chemical.
Are you having a lot of issues with weed control right in your area in terms of Roundup-resistant weeds?
You know, last year wasn't quite as bad as the 2017 growing season. We see water hemp, Palmer coming up in these soybean fields in this area, but like I said, I think last year guys were maybe a little more prepared for it, and it wasn't nearly the issue that it was the previous year, But yeah, in regards to your question, yeah, we're seeing some issues with Roundup resistance on some of these weeds. So it's just a matter of finding different modes of action to kind of, you know, help control the weeds early before they really get popping up in the field.
So are there more guys then going to extend or the new enlist?
You know, I guess I have heard a few guys going to enlist. There's still a majority of the guys are going with the dicamba soybeans yet. Or the extend soybeans, I should say. But there's a few guys that are trying the enlist soybeans to see about getting some 240 out. But honestly, I wouldn't say that's been a real widespread adoption right in this area to this point anyway.
Sure. Yeah, we think that there will be a lot more once we get the Xtend Flex. You can spray Liberty late, and once Enlist has been out at least for a year, because having the Liberty option is pretty nice. You don't have to worry about just the growth regulator. Hey, Ty, thanks a lot for calling in today. Really appreciate it, and certainly hope things kind of turn around there and you guys can get rolling in your area.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.